Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I am your host, Adam Paulus, and it is Friday, July 15th, 2011. Next week is Comic-Con, so don't bet on there being a show, just because it's kind of tricky to do. You know, I go there for meetings, and there's a lot of meetings to be had. And some of those meetings are with people selling Transformers, and some of those meetings are with people selling He-Man figures. As you know, I have to meet with them in order to buy them. Because I want them too. Anyway, this isn't going anywhere good. I thought it'd be funnier. So, let's get on to movies. This week at the box office, your new movies are the final Harry Potter film, not the final Winnie the Pooh film, Tabloid, and many other limited releases. And last week, your top movies were Transformers Dark of the Moon, number one, $47.1 million. Horrible Bosses, number two, $28.3 million. I rather like that movie. Zookeeper, $20.1 million. Cars 2, $15.2 million, and Bad Teacher had $8.9 million. In the news, the Evil Dead remake is moving along, and we are now hearing Diablo Cody will be in the writer's seat. HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm is back on the air as of last weekend, and unsurprisingly, it's still really funny. David S. Goyer has been tapped to write the new Legendary Pictures Godzilla movie. The Emmy nominations were announced this week, and Nick Offerman, better known as Ron F***ing Swanson, did not get a nod. Shame on you, Emmy people. Shame on you. Community was also not nominated for Outstanding Comedy Series, but thankfully The Office, Parks and Recreation, and 30 Rock were. I'm not sure why Glee was pegged as a comedy, but it did get nominated. It needs its own category. Maybe there needs to be a musical or other show, or 30-minute or 60-minute, I don't know. Also, kudos to lead actor nominees like Louis C.K., but we expect Steve Carell will win because, well, yeah. Also interesting, three nominations for guest actor in a comedy series were SNL hosting spots with Zach Galifianakis, Justin Timberlake, and Tina Fey. Outstanding variety music or comedy series was also quite interesting, with Conan, Colbert, Daily Show, Fallon, Bill Maher, and SNL all getting a nod. Wait a second, we have an outstanding music category, and Glee did not get that? Isn't that what that is? I don't know. Anyway, where are we? Oh yes, on sale at Entertainment Earth. Celebrating the 8th and final Harry Potter movie, we have a 2-week sale for you. Buy one Harry Potter, get a second at 50% off. Granted, it's got to be equal or lesser value, but it's Harry Potter. In stock, pre-order, Lego, NECA, you name it. Buy one, get a second, 50% off. But hurry, these offers will last until they don't, so you better order today at the Entertainment Earth Harry Potter Sale, sale.entertainmentearth.com. In the toy news, Funko revealed new Simpsons offerings, including vinyl figures and plush in their signature style with the black beady eyes. It's a departure from usual Simpsons merchandise and is worth seeing. The itchy and scratchy plushes are particularly nice. Gentle Giant announced a bunch of new stuff. New Marvel statues are the Hulk and the Thing. They are joined by busts of the Thing and Captain America. And there's going to be a new Sucker Punch Amber mini bust. Star Wars items include a new Jumbo Kenner Greedo and a Star Wars carded Stormtrooper. This is different than the Empire Strikes Back one sold as an exclusive a few years ago, last year. And what else we got? Tayden from the Cantina Band, R2-D2 animated maquette, and a life-size Clone Wars R2-D2 monument. That is going to be impressive. Tons of new Power Rangers Samurai items up for pre-order. With figure assortments, vehicles, and more, a new Rita Repulsa is coming in these, and I believe it's the one with the insane cone bra shown at Toy Fair New York. It's spectacularly weird. You gotta get one. A new Doctor Who Time Lord psychic container is a big multicolored cube. It glows, blinks, and changes color. You tap it and it changes modes. Should be exciting. The freezing Ingrid Bernstein statue is, frankly, fairly hot, mostly naked stuff. It's at $210. It's an anime statue due early next year. The Art Asylum blog posted news on Pirate Raiders 2011 Minimates giveaways, and it's quite ambitious. Rather than give you just one single polybagged figure at random times, Diamond Select will be handing out four different Pirate Minimates figures plus a window box, basically giving you a chance to build your own box set at Comic-Con this year. Big applause for creativity on this one, except I gotta go back Saturday night so I don't get my box, or the fourth figure. So I am depressed now. A really insightful interview at TFW2005.com is a translation of a talk on Transformers, united with Hisashi Yuki and Tomoya Miyake, written in English from the original Japanese interview in the Transformers Generations Volume 1 2011 book, or MOOC. Find out more about those clamp guns, why some of the Decepticons look more movie-like, and other interesting tidbits. Parts of this interview were published in English before, but this is the first time I saw the whole thing anywhere. So just Google TFW 2005, a talk on Transformers United, and you should be able to find it. And that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Remember, Comic-Con is next week, so there are going to be a lot of announcements and pictures and all kinds of craziness going up. And a lot of people like me may be, unfortunately, too occupied to podcast for you. For that, I apologize. But to make up for it, I'll talk about it the next show. That sounds good. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth. Don't forget to check out our other podcasts. If you get our feed and don't normally download our other episodes, do keep in mind we are going to be doing a Comic-Con episode running down what's going on at the Entertainment Earth booth. We've got some exciting guests, and you may want to hear about them, so stay tuned for that. It should be up on your iTunes feed or whatever right about now. So thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying things. If you enjoy the podcast, tell a friend. And if you really enjoy the podcast, buy something from Entertainment Earth, and in the comments field, say, I like your podcast, or something like that. It would be greatly appreciated. Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. See you next week or the week after, depending on how time and fate allows us to do things.